If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
We're on the road this week, so you're listening to a best-of edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We are going to do something a little different today on the show. As you know, we usually cover a variety of topics from fishing to hunting to conservation, and we tend to bounce all over the country as we do with stories from the north, the west, the heartland, the south, and the northeast regions of our great nation. Today, though, we have got a destination show for you, recorded during one great adventure we enjoyed while putting this together. It's also a program featuring one topic above all others. That would be fishing, saltwater fishing to be exact. And the location? We're leaving the States for this one. We are heading to our neighbor in the north, Canada, where all sorts of magnificent fishing opportunities are found. So you're probably asking where in Canada we're going, and our destination's going to be British Columbia, that western province that stretches from the Rocky Mountains in the east to the Pacific Ocean in the west. We'll be taking you to the ocean end of the province, to Vancouver Island, a comfortable two-hour ferry ride from the bustling city of Vancouver, and after we get off the boat, we'll be driving north, as far north as we can on a paved highway to the town of Port Hardy at the northern end of the island. It's a town with a frontier feel. It's really the last populated place you can get to on Vancouver Island, and that's where Chad Calder and his company, Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, is located. And that's where our adventure over the next hour awaits. Oh, and if you are out of driving range of this area, don't worry, you can fly to Port Hardy too. You can get there quite easily from Vancouver. Chad Calder will join us in a few minutes to tell you more about getting here and about the other logistics involved in putting your stress-free fishing trip together, but allow me to touch on it now. First and foremost, Chad offers a top quality saltwater fishing adventure for a really, really affordable price. On a typical day, you'll get to fish not only for Chinook and Coho salmon, but also for halibut, lingcod, rockfish, and some of the other species in this water that are not at all shy about biting that anchovy or lure at the end of your line. You heard that right. You're not just fishing for one species a day like you do with many other charters. As a matter of fact, during your 3 to 4 fishing days in the water, you are fishing for multiple species every single day, and better still, the daily and possession limits, they are quite generous. The other thing to know is that this is an all-inclusive vacation. Everything is taken care of outside of tips and alcohol. The trips are designed for 2 to 3 anglers per boat, and you won't be sharing a boat with anyone you don't know. It's just you and your friends or family with a knowledgeable guide fishing out of a stout and comfortable Grady White boat with plenty of deck room on the back to maneuver and fight your fish. Every boat has a covered cabin so you can get out of the weather, and an indoor marine head, and at the end of the day, You'll take a picture of your group and your fish on the dock, at which point the folks at Hardy Boys, the local fish processor, will take those fish away. They'll take them to their facility where they'll fillet them and put them in meal-size vacuum seal packages for your trip home. As for what you can do when you get back, there's several options. You can take a nap or maybe go for a walk. There's several trails in and around town. The nearby Quatsie Salmon Hatchery is definitely worth a visit, and so is Story's Beach. It's a local favorite at the western edge of town. If you didn't get enough fishing, you can always cast a line off the Seagate Pier in Port Hardy, or just walk around downtown and browse the shops. Be sure to bring a camera and a pair of binoculars. There's a lot of wildlife out here, and you're going to see it while you're fishing. During our trip, we were fishing within a couple of hundred yards of humpback whales and sea otters. We saw dolphin, porpoise, harbor seals, and California sea lions, to include a sea lion that paid us a visit while we were fishing and continually surfaced right next to the boat, either hoping we'd catch a fish he could steal or just curious about our presence. Look up into the air, too. You'll see more bald eagles here than just about anywhere else I've been besides Alaska, and there are plenty of cool seabirds, too. On land, we saw black-tailed deer, a marten, and an adult black bear all within a few miles of town. Of course, we've got to talk about meals and accommodations. I'll let Chad Calder cover the details in a few minutes, but suffice it to say, you'll be staying in a clean, comfortable hotel just steps away from the marina, and your room will be a waterfront room with a balcony with great views of the harbor. And the food? You are not going to believe how good the food is here at the edge of the wilderness. Not only is the food good, but it's paid for by Chad as part of your package. Last and certainly not least is the very affordable price. This is the sort of trip that is doable for the everyday working man or woman. It's not a luxury all-inclusive trip, but it's a solid all-inclusive trip that covers all of your needs, and it does it well. Because of the way Chad operates, working with the local hotel and restaurants, he doesn't have the overhead a typical lodge owner has with staff and mortgage and all of that. And you benefit from that in the lower price he offers. You'll find those prices at his website, and that website address is coastwidesportsfishing.com. Let me repeat that, coastwidesportsfishing.com. But wait, there's more. Those prices that you're going to see there, already lower than what you'll find at a lot of other lodges in British Columbia, are listed in Canadian dollars. And in case you didn't know, the American dollar has been doing very well against the Canadian dollar in recent years, so much so that you may well be able to subtract 25 to 30% of the listed Canadian dollar price to find an absolutely astounding price in U.S. dollars that I don't think you'll beat anywhere else when it comes to the adventure you are getting and the amount of fish you're likely to bring home. Okay, I think I've given you enough of an intro about Chad's coastwide sports fishing. Now it's time to go fishing. So now we're going to take you out onto the water, and we're actually going to start at the end of our fishing trip and then work our way back to the beginning. It's day three here on our trip with Chad's coastwide sports fishing. We've been targeting Chinook salmon this morning in an area around Cape Scott Provincial Park, and we've got one heck of a fishing story to tell you. With me here is my best friend, Rusty Johnson, and our trusty guide, Brian Ramage. Gentlemen, it's been a fun day on the water.
It's been a great day on the water.
Certainly has.
So let's go ahead and review what's happened this morning, and then for the rest of the show, we'll kind of talk about what else is going on up here. Again, we started targeting off Chinook salmon. Rusty, why don't you describe our morning right up to the last fish?
Oh, it started off really quick this morning. We had two fish on within the first 20 minutes, and it's been great.
It was indeed great. Landed two Chinook in very short order. Then we had several more on, and I'll be honest here, some of you who listen to the show know that I'm no expert, just an enthusiast, and I might have had some problems making some connections with the next couple of fish, didn't I, Brian?
That's true, but after John farmed a couple out, we managed to hook up our last fish of the day.
And this is a fish story worth telling. Rusty, why don't you describe exactly what happened in the beginning?
Well, we were trolling back along the rock, and we were getting a bite, John's last fish of the day. And he was trying to get the line out of the downrigger, and it wouldn't release.
It wouldn't release. I'm feeling like a very puny man because I can't go ahead and pop the downrigger. I finally hand the rod to you, Brian, and what happens then?
Well, you know, I saw how hard you were pulling on, and I thought for sure that there must have been a problem. So anyway, I bared down with all my might, and crack, we busted 50-pound mono trying to get that off the clip.
Not only did we bust 50-pound mono, I thought we busted the rod. I mean, it was a huge crack. But we look up, the mono's gone, the rod's still there. And, Brian, you had an idea that there still might be a chance. What'd you do next?
I figured the only way that that thing hadn't let go was that mono had actually wrapped the clip down there about 50 feet below the boat. So with that, I turned on our trusty Scotty downrigger, and up came the mono, and you'll never guess what was still on there.
That's right, a very nice 15-pound Chinook salmon, which Brian managed to go ahead and hand line in. Rusty, you grabbed the net, and how did we finish up?
We finished up, put him in the boat.
Absolutely. What a fish story. Broken line, and we still get the fish in. How often does that happen? Great way to wind up this trip here out of Port Hardy, British Columbia, fishing with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Brian, Rusty, it's been epic. Let's do this again sooner than later.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Absolutely. Now let's go do some lingcod fishing.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Better still, the Golden Boy looks good not only in your hands, but on the wall at home too. And like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog, too, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at WorksharpTools.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeopleRadio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WePeopleRadio.us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
We've been telling you a lot about heading to British Columbia for this great saltwater fishing trip, but I thought somebody who could really tell you a whole lot more is the owner of the operation. His name is Chad Calder, and he is with us today right at the marina where his whole fleet of boats is anchored right now. Chad, it is great to see you again.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm so glad you made it up here again this year.
Well, as you know, this is one of my favorite things I get to do, is come up here to Port Hardy and go fishing. I love the variety of fish I catch. I love the guides that you have to fish with. I love the entire experience. But let's break it down for our listeners so they know a little bit more. We've already explained where Port Hardy is, but we should talk about getting here. Now, for our guests who live in the Northwest, in terms of Seattle or Portland, Oregon, or even Eugene or Spokane, and maybe as far as Boise, it's not that hard of a drive to get here, is it?
No. And one of the great things about our company is it's all-inclusive. So when you leave, i.e., we'll just say Portland, you just simply drive through Seattle, across the border, you catch one of three different ferries, and then once you're on Vancouver Island, we're as north as you can drive, so you can be anywhere from 4 hours to 5 hours to get to us once you're on Vancouver Island, but you can get to us in a day.
And again, folks, once you're here, it's all inclusive. But before we talk about that, let's talk about getting here for those who can't drive here in a day. You can get here by plane.
Vancouver International Airport, you can fly into there from anywhere. And then what they have is a shuttle that takes you, it's only a 10-minute shuttle around to the South Terminal. And then from the South Terminal, it's Pacific Coastal Airlines, and it's about a one-hour flight to us. So it's really easy, John. You just fly in like you would normally. They transfer your bags over, and you just tell the shuttle that you're heading to Pacific Coastal Airlines, Port Hardy, and they shuttle you right over there. Your bags go there as well, and then you're on the flight, and we pick you up at the airport when you get here. And our whole operation is only 10 minutes from the airport.
So you get to the airport, somebody from Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing will pick you up, and they're going to take you to the Glen Lyon Inn. Now, the Glen Lyon Inn is going to be where you're staying. It's literally steps from the marina. All of the rooms are waterfront rooms. There's a restaurant that's attached along with a pub. The setting is absolutely wonderful. You will see bald eagles out your windows. You'll get to see float planes come and go along with the fishing boats and even some commercial fishing boats. It's a great setting. And then you're going to have to worry about, of course, your meals. And I love the way you handle the meals. Why don't you explain this?
Yeah, so when you check into the Glen Lyon, every group that comes with us gets a welcome letter. The welcome letter explains everything you need to know for the next morning, which is the gate code to come down to the dock. It also gives you five different pubs and restaurants that you can go take your diner's cards to. So you get diner's cards. It's all included in your package. All the places are within walking distance, and you simply order anything you want off of any of the menus at any given time, and it all gets billed to us. So we just don't include alcohol. But what it does is it allows you to eat when you want, order anything you want, and try different cuisine throughout the community. So unlike a lodge setting where the dinner bell rings at one time and you're eating one or two of the things that they provide and you're with people you don't know, we leave that all up to you. You can eat whenever you want, and you can order whatever you want.
And I want to tell you something else, folks. You're probably thinking, this is a pretty remote place, and it is. It's literally the end of the road when it comes to north end of Vancouver Island in Canada. But there's some really good food here. Our first night, we had dinner at the Glen Lyon Pub. It was fantastic. Highly recommend Wings Night if you're there for Wings Night. And our can't-miss stop whenever we come visit Chad is the Sporty Bar. They've got all sorts of different cuisine, from wood-fired pizzas to steaks to seafood to Italian, and it's all really, really good. The other restaurants are just fine, too. So you got lots of choices for dinner every night. And as for breakfast and lunch, how do you take care of that?
Well, we have a bakery in town that does all our lunches and provides all our breakfast stuff. So it's muffins in the morning on the boat. We have coffee as well in our floating office, and we take thermoses of coffee on the boat. But the lunches, they're made fresh every morning, fresh bread, fresh wraps. It's all done in-house first thing in the morning. So there's none of this the night before, sat in a fridge for 12 hours. It's all done the morning of, within the hour.
You're going to be well-fed. And don't forget to try
the ketchup chips, something you're only going to find in Canada, and they are really tasty, too. So your meals are taken care of. Something else you take care of that's really important is the fish processing. Really easy. Go ahead and tell our listeners about that.
So with coastwide sports fishing, what we decided a long time ago was that, yes, it's great that we have all this fish, and it's great that we have access to all this fish. But really what we wanted to do was provide a level of service for the care of the fish, which was a step above. And with that came in Hardy Boys Custom Processing. So we don't actually clean any fish at our dock. Your fish go to a certified processor, and it gets processed down to pound and a half meal-sized portions, and then all custom vacuum-packed and processed, and then it's ready for you for your drive home.
And it is also customs ready, too. You will have no problem getting across the border. And I don't know how they vacuum pack these fillets, but they do it so well that your fillets are going to hold up for a long, long time in that freezer. I've never had any fails in terms of ice getting into these vacuum sealed packets. This is done really well. So the bottom line is this. Everything's taken care of. The hotel, the meals, and the fish processing, literally all you have to do is walk down to the dock, get on the boat, and you get to go fishing every day. And as we've talked about in previous shows, the great thing that you offer every year and every day is the variety. And why don't you just break down a typical day during a typical summer day fishing with your service?
Yeah, so we'll leave the dock, John, at about 6 a.m. in the morning, pretty much on the nose. We're going to spend the first 2 hours of the morning salmon fishing. That's usually all we need when we get to our areas. And then we're going to go off, depending on what the guide decides in the tides, and get your halibut, lingcod, and all your rockfish. And then we're back to the dock at 3 to 3:30 every day. Our fishery is really tide dependent, so it, not on the amount of fish, but just what you're going to fish for first. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
All right. And one last thing that we need to mention here is the price. When you go to coastwidesportsfishing.com, you're going to see the rates, and you can book a boat for either two of you or three of you. You'll see the prices per person for two of you or three for you. You get the whole boat. Nobody else is going to be on the boat with you except for your group. And the prices you see, you're going to think, that's a good deal. But it's better than that. Those prices are in Canadian dollars, and the U.S. dollar has been doing fantastic. So you're going to save, for instance, this year, 2019, it's about a 25%+ savings on the dollar. So this is truly one of the more affordable, all-inclusive fishing adventures you can have. And it's truly one of the best fishing adventures you can have, too. We've got to go. But, Chad, I can't wait to go fishing with Brian Ramage and with your other guides. I always enjoy it. And thank you again for having us here with America Outdoors Radio.
Well, thanks again, John. We love having you. And we're going to keep this partnership together for a long time. It's fabulous. And I know the listeners out there really see the value in it. And it's a great fishery. I mean, it's a fantastic fishery.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
The two-burner camp stove has evolved. And today's line of portable camp stoves from Camp Chef have come a long way from your father's propane stove, featuring matchless ignition, more cooking power, and in some cases a built-in grill or extra burner. And you've got what you need to whip up some great grub in the field. Look for the complete line of Mountain Series stoves at your local sporting goods store. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting from Port Hardy. We've been fishing with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. We're at the northern end of Vancouver Island in British Columbia. It's kind of the edge of the frontier, for lack of a better word. Once you get out of Port Hardy, it is just wilderness and ocean out here. Beautiful, beautiful area. When you're fishing, you're going to see humpback whales, seals, sea lions, even sea otters, too. But the reason you're out there isn't to see the wildlife. The reason is to go fishing. And if you fish in August, you're going to be targeting coho salmon, also known as silvers in some places like Alaska. And our guide that's going to take us out is Brian Ramage, who's been here for 5 years and a person I've had the privilege of fishing with twice before. Brian, it's great to see you again.
Always a pleasure, John. Nice to have you back.
Let's break down the different techniques you use for coho fishing during the month of August, because there's really three ways at a minimum that you go after them. We'll start off with the tried and true. Now, if you were going coho fishing with a chartered operation out of Alaska, you might be mooching for your salmon. But here, it's a completely different deal for your fleet, and actually for most other anglers who are targeting both coho and chinook. It's a controlled depth fishery with downriggers. Tell us more about it.
Downrigger fishing is the way to fly out here. It really gets you down to the depths that you're looking to catch them at. And, yeah, you can see them on the screen. You can target them right where they're swimming, and it puts the gear right in their face.
Let's talk about the gear you're using in particular. Now, we're using Scotty Electric downriggers. What kind of rods and what kind of reels? And, folks, the reels here in Canada, they're a little different than the reels you're used to in other places.
Yeah, you know, some people have affectionately termed them knuckle busters because they do tend to spin wildly. And if you try to jam your meat hooks in there while the reel's spinning, yeah, there's quite often a few bangs and bruises. They're a single-action mooching reel made here on Vancouver Island, as well as our downriggers, Scotty downriggers. And they turn it into a great sport. It's a lot of fun. It's like fishing them on a fly rod. You've got a single action reel with a real smooth drag system on them. And when that fish wants to run, you get your hands out of the way.
And folks, these Islander reels, they're absolutely gorgeous. They're golden colored. They're actually serial numbered. Each one is numbered, so it is really something that you'll want to pass down from generation to generation. The rods that you use, how long are they? What brands do you prefer? What kind of action?
Well, we're using 10.5-foot mooching rods. We like anything that's got a nice slick butt on the back of them. They go in and out of the gimbal mount rod holders really well. We found running cork. We were burning through cork pretty fast. So something with a nice carbon fiber, long slick butt on them, a nice sticky foregrips on them. We've been using these Akuma Salish rods for a couple of years now and find them fantastic. The 15 to 30s are great. Myself, I prefer something a little more limber, the 20 to 40 pound rated rods. And they've got a nice sensitive tip that you can just wind down, cork right down to your downrigger. And as soon as you see that tip start to jump, you get on that thing, and out of the clip they come, those fish start screaming line. And yeah, with the 20 to 40s, I find a stiffer butt section, you can really convince those things into the net a lot easier.
When it comes to the end of the line, you're using a paddle flasher. What is it, an 8-inch paddle flasher or 11-inch?
They're 11-inch paddle flashers, and yeah, everyone's got their favorite colors. Myself, I like the purple haze and a few of the other bright green ones. They do a great job of mimicking the fish that are targeting the bait. So behind that, we're running anchovies, spoons, sometimes hoochies, and yeah, everyone's got their preferred length of leader. I like to set them a little further back in the fall when the fish get a little bit bigger and a little lazier. It slows that bait down a little bit and makes it easier for them to climb on.
You know, anchovies, interesting choice, because a lot of anglers up and down the Pacific Coast, they're using herring. Are anchovies even found in these waters at this time of year?
Yeah, you know what? We find herring and we find other bait fish around, sand lance and that sort of thing. But the anchovies themselves seem to be in a size that mimic herring, and we get a real nice roll out of them. And yeah, the fish don't seem to mind. Maybe they like something a little bit different.
And you and I have fished before when it's been so fast and furious that you're not using the anchovies because it just, frankly, folks, it takes too much time when you're just one person on a boat and trying to handle a couple of anglers. You've used coyote spoons. You really like those spoons, and they've worked really well for you.
Yeah, that's right. Those coyote spoons, you know, I think I've caught more species of fish on those things than anything else. They mimic the bait fish, and they get the action that just entices the bite, and that's what it's all about.
Any preferred size or color?
You know, it depends on what's in the water at the time. Quite often we'll take and catch a fish, and we got washdown pumps on board so we can pump those things full of water and pump them out just like you're trying to figure out what bugs a trout's eating. And, you know, sometimes it's squid that come out, sometimes it's sand lance, and you can kind of gauge at that point what size bait you want to be putting on the end, and yeah, it seems to help.
Well, that is the bread and butter way that you and a lot of other guides, not only here at Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, but throughout Port Hardy, are using to go ahead and target both coho and Chinook salmon. But you do a couple of other things. You've got a couple of tricks up your sleeve. I understand you'll actually troll a fly on the surface for coho. Tell me about this technique.
Well, it's been going on for quite a few years. I can't say it's something I've come up with on my own, but bucktail flies, they're anywhere between about 3 and maybe 5 inches. The name entails that, yeah, there's some bucktail in there, as well as polar bear hair. And polar bear hair has this really awesome translucentness to it. And, you know, a couple of different colors of bucktail on top with a bit of polar hair on the bottom, and as those fish are looking up through there, it gives it a real hollow look to it. And yeah, you skip those things along and it's surprising, everyone's shocked. You can drag those things, you know, 12 feet, 15 feet behind the boat, and coho will come in and smash it.
And I understand you actually will see them come right at it in the surface, you'll see them fin right up to it and smack it.
Yeah, that's right. There's times when the sun's high and you can just be watching that fly kind of skip along back there, and you'll see fins swim up on it, sometimes in pairs and threes, and can be tricky to get them to bite sometimes, and other times they'll just come and on a fly by and grab it on the way by. And yeah, on a, you know, 7-8 weight fly rod, it's quite sporting.
This is something you're actually doing while you've got the other rods in the downrigger?
Yeah, that's right. We can be fishing our traditional downrigger methods and have stuff down at our fixed depths and still have something kicking around on the surface. And yeah, those coho, they see a little V-wake splashing around there. They figure that maybe your outboard's injured a bait fish, and they swim on in and climb right on.
One last technique I want to talk about. I couldn't help but notice that you've got a rod here that's got a spoon on it. And when I saw this, I immediately thought of casting for coho or for steelhead in rivers. What are we doing with this out in the ocean?
You know, they come in handy. Every now and again, you'll find a bait ball here and there. You'll be trolling around and you'll see a bunch of birds and whatnot flashing at the surface. And, you know, that's a pretty good indication that there's some bait underwater. And, of course, if you can find the birds and find the bait, you're going to find the fish. So if you get close enough to those bait balls, you can be throwing those things in on the way by. And quite often, yeah, a coho will latch on. And I tell you, on a little trout rod, it is a gas. There's a few other times where we'll be targeting them in some of the river systems here. In the fall, they're heading into the river, so if you can catch it on a nice flood tide and get in close to where they're schooled up waiting to get up the river, yeah, you can be in for a bit of excitement, that's for sure.
Sounds like an absolute blast. So bottom line, three ways you can go about catching coho up here at the north end of Vancouver Island. There's that controlled depth downrigger fishery that we talked about, and that really is the bread and butter way to do it. But don't be afraid to try some other things, whether you're casting a spoon in a bait ball that's on the surface, or maybe at one of these streams where those coho are stacking up, waiting to go in to spawn, or maybe you can go ahead and catch them trolling a fly. Any way you do it, it's going to be a ton of fun. Coho fishing and Chinook fishing is fantastic up here at Port Hardy, BC. You can catch them from June all the way through August. And if you want to book a trip, the place to go to is coastwidesportsfishing.com. That's coastwidesportsfishing.com. Brian, looking forward to fishing with you. Can't wait to see what we're going to catch.
Oh, it's always a good time, John. Looking forward to it myself.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, I've got to tell you about the great, great amount of fun that we just had fishing with Brian Ramage. You heard from him earlier in the show talking about fishing for coho, and we just spent some time with him, and we decided to do a little bit different fishing. We were after lingcod. We came back with a whole bunch of big ones. Brian, thanks for an absolutely fun, fun time on the water.
Ah, you're very welcome, John. Yeah, good times indeed.
Well, we caught our lingcod, and all of them that we caught that we kept were really nice lingcod. We're talking lingcod from the 10 to 15 pound range here, and we did it in a couple different ways. Now, number one, you were talking about earlier trolling for salmon, and we actually trolled up a couple of nice lingcod trolling alongside some kelp beds.
Yeah, that's right, John. You know, you and I in the past have brought the salmon gear out and targeted some bottom fish and had a real gas. And, you know, I find it quite effective, you know, between dragging it along rocky shoals and along the kelp beds where they live. You can really, find some nice fish.
You know, it is interesting to me, based on not just today's experience, but ones we've had in the past. You know, when you're trolling salmon gear in these situations, whether it be in these areas where there's rock and sand that are intermixing, or whether it's along kelp beds, that these lingcod that you always think of as just bottom fish, that they're so aggressive that they're going after trolled gear that's being trolled at a fairly good rate, whether it be a coyote spoon or an anchovy.
Yeah, I tell you, that spoon we're using today, I've been running for about 3 years. I think the day I lose it, I may cry, but there's barely any sticker left on that thing. They absolutely love it.
Something I love today was the fun we had towards the end of the day. You decide to mix things up. You've got some trout rods on board, and you threw some jigs on there, and we drifted along the kelp, and we were casting away, and we were catching rockfish, and some nice rockfish, too. I mean, we're talking not just your three-quarter, one-pounders that are really common in shallow waters around kelp beds. We were talking several black sea bass, quillbacks that were like three-pound fish, so that was great. But we were also catching lingcod, and some nice lingcod, too. And on a trout rod, man, that is a hoot.
Yeah, those little trout rods with a bit of braid on them, you know, it's a gas. So today we were catching definitely some very nice rockfish, and every now and again the lingcods will grab hold of one of those things. The rockfish gets awfully heavy all of a sudden, and if you're really careful and you reel them up nice and slow, you can get those lingcods right up to the side of the boat without letting go of that rockfish and get a gaff into them and get them on board before they let go. And it's a fantastic way of doing it, and you get two fish for the price of one.
Well, folks, and that's exactly what happened to me today. Caught a kelp greenling, which, by the way, is a really tasty fish. And as far as kelp greenling go, this was a pretty good one. It was about 13 inches. And like you said, reeling it up, all of a sudden, there's a hitchhiker on board, and it's a lingcod. And thank you for coaching me, because I immediately, of course, want to set the hook, and then I realize, well, it's not on the hook. The greenling's on the hook. This thing's just holding on to the body of the greenling. And like you said, as long as you reel up slow and steady and don't make any sudden movements, it came right up to the boat. You were able to gaff that puppy, and we had a nice lingcod in the box.
Yeah, it was funny. The first time we saw the lingcod, it actually let go of the greenling. So
that's right. You told me to just stop, and it came right back, and it latched on again, and we just kept coming up until you could gaff it.
Yeah, those things are hilarious. They are the greediest fish in the sea. They've got giant teeth. That fish was swimming along beside it. It probably took another 5 seconds. And next thing you know, that greenling was back in its mouth again. And we continued the slow pull up to the surface and blammo, gaff between the eyes.
You know, another nice lingcod that I hooked, again, on this trout rod, it's taking lots of line. I mean, we're talking about a, you know, 8-10 pound lingcod here, and eventually it wedged itself in some rocks. And, you know, you were motoring the boat one way or the other. We're trying to dislodge it. Wasn't happening. I'm thinking, well, this is over. And you gave me some great advice.
Yeah, you know, every now and again when they start winning line, they can find themselves right back into the rocks in which they came. And we've had it happen before. And, you know, you try turning the boat around and dragging it out backwards and dragging it out this way and dragging it out that way. And I said to you, John, I said, as a last resort, just do me a favor and pop the bail on that thing and slack off on it. And we sat there and hovered over the fish with some slack line for probably a minute, maybe a minute and a half. And you turned to me and said, all right, now? And I said, yeah, just start reefing on that thing. Hopefully it swam out of the hole and we can get her up to the surface. And that's exactly what happened. You tightened back up with that fish. It was no longer in the hole. And we got that thing up and blammo, gaff between the eyes.
Blammo indeed. It was my best friend, Rusty Johnson, and I that were fishing. There's two lingcod apiece you can catch. We caught several other lingcod today, but they were smaller ones we let go. But we came back with four really nice lingcod. And better still, we got to catch them in some really unique ways with some really fun light tackle. Shallow water fishing for lingcod, light tackle. Folks, it doesn't get much better than this. And I said it before, if you want part of this action, just go to coastwidesportsfishing.com. That's coastwidesportsfishing.com. They're operating out of Port Hardy, north end of Vancouver Island, British Columbia in Canada. It is a ton of fun. And Brian, thank you for once again showing me a great time here in British Columbia.
Ah, you're very welcome, John. It is always a pleasure to have you.
I hope you have enjoyed our trip to Port Hardy, British Columbia, as much as I have. My fishing partner, Rusty Johnston, and I ended up filling two coolers full of salmon, halibut, lingcod, and rockfish during this trip. We enjoyed some fantastic meals at the Glen Lyon Inn, where Wings Night was a huge hit, and at the Sporty Bar, known locally as Sporty's, where the prime rib special with Yorkshire pudding was incredible, as was the pizza, which was not only flavorful but delicious. And don't get me started on the fish. Whether you're after fish tacos with a little mango sauce on them, like my friend Rusty, or fish and chips featuring either halibut or cod, along with a cup of scrumptious seafood chowder, you are going to love Sporty's. Oh, and the local beers, pretty darn good as well. Best of all, though, was the fact that Rusty and I, best friends for over 40 years now, made some memories that we'll carry with us for a lifetime, and we didn't break the bank doing it either. I'd also like to thank our host, Chad Calder, and his lovely wife, Angela, for giving us such a wonderful experience. And, of course, our guide, Brian Ramage. He is truly one of a kind. It's the third time I've got to fish with him over the last 4 years. And he is just not only a class act, but a really, really fun guy to spend a day on the water with. And it helps that he really knows his stuff, too. Brian, Chad, Angela, thanks to you and all of the crew at Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. If you want to book a trip, you may want to do so sooner than later. There is a good reason. So many of Chad's clients are return guests. The fishing and the overall hassle-free experience, it's just that good. If you want to get more information, just go to CoastWideSportsFishing.com. That's CoastWideSportsFishing.com for the Canadian fishing adventure of a lifetime in beautiful, supernatural British Columbia. We've got to go, but if you didn't catch all of this episode, you'll be able to in a few days when we post it as a podcast on our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Just look for it at the bottom of the front page, and on that same front page, you'll also find a preview of what's coming up in the week ahead and links to the wonderful sponsors that allow us to bring you this program every week. Another place you can hear this as a podcast is through our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Like and follow our page, and you'll not only hear the podcast, but you'll get to see posts and information that doesn't necessarily make it on the show because there's just only so much we can cover during an hour every week. It's time to head home, but I hope we've inspired you to book an adventure to this wild and scenic area full of fish, wildlife, and adventure. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at WorksharpTools.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you even more incredible savings during the bedding sale. 50% off comforters, quilts, blankets. You know that 2-inch mattress topper? 50% off sheets and sleepwear. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, scroll down. You'll see on the left side a box that says Radio Listener Special. You click on that, and then you see even more specials. In addition to the ones I just mentioned, make sure you enter promo code Ken. That's my name, K-E-N, Ken. You don't have to mention my full name, Ken Matthews, but just put Ken in there. Plus, there's an overstock sale on couch pillows, not couch potatoes, pillows, individual towels, select pillowcases. You could get a full body pillow. That's for your entire body for only $39.99. More great savings from MyPillow.com. Made in America, luxurious, quality. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Early reports now say several people have been shot and wounded at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. One person is in custody. And violence overnight in Milwaukee, leaving 21 people injured in three different shootings. Authorities say none of those injuries appear to be life-threatening. Russian troops withdrawing from Ukraine's second-largest city after weeks of heavy bombardment.
Ukrainian authorities said Russia was pulling back from the northeastern city of Kharkiv and focusing on guarding supply routes. The Russian military continues, however, to launch strikes in the eastern Donetsk region in order to try to weaken Ukrainian resistance. Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov said Ukraine was entering a new long-term phase of the war. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainians were doing their maximum to drive out the invaders and that the outcome of the war would depend on support from Europe and other allies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com, a county in Virginia is saying a flat-out no to security against protesters. Rhonda Rockstreet explains.
Fairfax County officials rebuffed a request from Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin to establish a security perimeter around the neighborhoods of Supreme Court justices living in the county who have faced protests outside their homes following the leak of a draft opinion that would overturn the Roe v. Wade abortion rights decision. The Board of Supervisors say the request is too drastic and would infringe on the protesters' First Amendment rights. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
In the meantime, demonstrators are rallying Saturday coast to coast in the face of an anticipated Supreme Court decision that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Nearly 400 events going on today, the largest gatherings in L.A., Chicago, and New York. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Police officers in Massachusetts taking a 425-mile journey on foot to the nation's capital, honoring an officer who drowned last year as he tried to save a teenager.
The Telegram and Gazette reports that Worcester police officer Emmanuel Manifamilia died attempting to rescue a teenager drowning in the pond at Greenhill Park last June. The teen also died. 20 officers launched their pilgrimage on Monday morning from Greenhill Park, where Familia's son Jovan was presented with a baton with his father's name inscribed on it. Jovan ran to the Worcester Police Headquarters to pass the baton to a group of officers who will carry it to Washington. Keith Peters reporting.
National Park Service says one of two construction barges that had floated down the Potomac River nearly a week ago amid flooding has now been safely pulled to shore. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. In California, the state legislature has voted to increase how much money people can win in medical malpractice lawsuits. John Scott has more.
Since 1975, the most Californians could win for pain in a medical malpractice lawsuit was $250,000. Starting January 1st, that will increase to $350,000. The limits will increase gradually over the next decade until they reach $750,000 for injured patients and $1 million for the relatives of deceased patients. Governor Gavin Newsom says he will sign the bill into law. John Scott reporting.
The owner of an oil pipeline that spewed thousands of barrels of crude oil into Southern California beaches in 2015 has now agreed to pay $230 million to settle a class action suit brought by fishermen and property owners. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face to face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your poodle acting a bit precocious? Are you being challenged by your calico kitten? Does your terrier have you all tuckered out well? If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn, I mean really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about their behavior or just want to improve their pet lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, real pet training, real pet behavior, and of course, real pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everyone. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, why your cat is scratching, looks at the litter box and says, there's no possible way I'm going in there, cat scratched your favorite chair, cat woke you up in the morning, hates the new cat that came into the house, your dog hates your new boyfriend or girlfriend, you get the idea. That's what this show is all about. helping you cope with your pets, but a lot more likely helping your pets cope with you. It's not easy living with people. If you'd like to call me, just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous, fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Now listen carefully. We're not giving away biscuits here. Many of the items I give away are worth 25, 35, 45, even 50 bucks, thanks to my great sponsors. So everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'll give it to you one more time. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. Here's what I have planned for today's show. However, you all know by now that your calls, your questions, your comments are the priority here on the show. So I'm going to try to get to all of these topics. If not, you can go over to my YouTube channel, and you'll see them here, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. But here's some of the topics I'd like to get to. You know, pet guardians know that having a dog can improve their well-being. However, brand new research shows that most pet owners are unable to spot the signs of depression and anxiety in their own pets. Also coming up, and I'd love to hear from you guys all over the country on this one, you don't have to tell me about inflation. I filled up my car yesterday, and let me tell you, it was like a mortgage payment. Inflation affects everyone and everything, including our pets. So coming up, how inflation affects your dogs and cats and what you can do about it. Also, does your dog have a big, I mean a really, really, really big mouth? A new study came out and said there are certain breeds that are much more mouthy and barky than others. I have the list coming up a little bit later. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe your puppy's not housebroken, maybe your rescue has separation anxiety, maybe they're depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, cat scratched your favorite hair, and the dog literally believes that anything he sees, he must hump. That's H-U-M-P. Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. So, here's the deal. I have two questions of the day. Either one you answer, I'll give you a great gift. Number one is, how is inflation affecting your purchases for your dog and cat? Are you shopping more, shopping less? How is inflation affecting your pet purchases? Give me a call, let me know. And the other question, and it was kind of sparked by my Los Angeles show, is simply this. Did you fall in love with your pet at first sight? Was it love at first sight for that dog or cat that you rescued or found? Was it love at first sight? Give me a call, let me know. Again, a great gift will be on its way to you. If you're new to the show, I'll be giving away lots of great stuff, hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, copies of my best-selling books, hemp seed oil. As I said, many of the products were $25, $35, $45, $50 and more. If you have a question about your dog or cat or just want to answer my questions of the day, great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to go. Is affection. I got a lot of people said, you know what? This inflation is really affecting us. We can't find certain food. It's too expensive. Give me a call. Let me know how you're doing. I'd love to hear from you. And perhaps your response may be helping someone else as well. 877-725-8255. We're going to go to Nan first. Then we got MM and then we got Rick. But right now it's Nan in Arcadia, California. Hey, Nan, welcome to the show. And thanks for being so patient on my other show.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe that it took me all this time to discover you. I've only known about you since last month. And I've been rescuing animals since I was 6 years old.
Wow, bless you for doing that.
Oh, it's been a thrill. It's added so much to my life. And I'm now 92. My three sons, of course, have grown up being animal lovers and rescuing animals, and I just I'm so sorry I didn't know about you and your show.
Ah, but you and now you know, hindsight's 20/20. You got me now. So what's your question for me?
Okay. My question is, my son in Canada adopted three cats, one the mother cat and two kittens. They were in very bad shape, but they're very healthy. The mother is smaller than the kittens because she didn't have the proper nourishment. His problem is he's always liked to have his cats sleep on the bed with him. If he puts the three cats on his bed now, they urinate all over it. So he tried separating the two and then shutting the door and having one and the next night doing the other. Well, they cry. They don't like to be apart, and so that hasn't worked. I just wondered, is there any way?
Yeah. Boy, do we have you covered. You should have listened to me 20 years ago. Listen carefully, man.
I know.
Here's the situation, okay? Very, very often, cats, when they get close to somebody, and he has a mother and two kittens, so when they get close to someone like your son or yourself, what often happens is part of their bonding is marking territory in the area where that person's strongest scent is. Now, the strongest scent of any person is in their bed. That's where they sleep. So the cats are marking that as a way of kind of being territorial and telling others to keep it away. Now, that being said, no one likes to put their head in wet urine, so here's how I'm going to resolve it. Number one is I want you to make sure you thoroughly clean all of his bedding with a good stain and odor remover made specifically for pets. There's some you can wash it with. Let's make sure we get rid of all the scent. That's number one. Number two, have him treat the mattress at the same time with the stain and odor remover to get that scent out. Now, here's what I want him to do next. What I want him to do is take a couple of towels, rub them on the cats, put those towels on his bed, so by the time they get there, the scent is already there. That's number one. And number two, what I want him to do is take maybe 2, 3, 4 paper plates, put a little bit of their dry food in those paper plates, put them around the bed where the cats jump up. The reason I say that is cats are very clean. They're fastidiously clean about where they urinate. So the fact that they're urinating in the bed, once they see their food there, they will stop peeing there. Your son will get a nice dry sleep. The cats will be happy, you'll be happy, and everyone will be just fine, I promise.
Oh, thank you so much. I just thank my lucky stars I found your show because it's so interesting. But I wanted to say I have adopted or rescued three cats that had FIV, feline FIV,
sure,
I think
sure.
they call it. And every time when I've taken them to the vet to get their initial checkup, when they turned out that's what they had, the vet suggested that I put them to sleep. And I said, no, I didn't bring them in here to put them to sleep. You know, what can we do about it? And I just wanted people to know that one of those cats said to be 10, another one 11.
Yeah, you have to follow. Now you have to follow your own. Listen, I got to move on, but let me do this. You're a lovely lady. I'm going to put you on hold. And what we're going to do is I'm going to have Keith pick up. Keith, I'll talk to you, and I'm going to send you a copy of my best-selling book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. It should really be How to Get Your Guardian to Do What You Want, but it's on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let me tell you, on today's show, if you're new to the show, as I said, everyone that calls in will be getting a great gift for their dog or cat, some pretty darn expensive. On today's show, I'll be giving away my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dog or cat. I'll be giving away Lucy Pet Food, Arthrosuit Gold for your dog and cat's hips and joints, those amazing T-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, Mushroom Max, copies of my best-selling books, either How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and many varieties of hemp seed oil to keep your dogs and cats as healthy as possible. So everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will be getting one of these gifts for their best friend, even if you're just calling about the question of the day, which is one of two. One of the questions is, how is inflation affecting your pet purchases? You're buying more, you're buying less, what are you doing, how is it affecting you? That's one question. And the next one I'd love to hear from you guys is, Did you fall in love with your dog or cat instantly? Was it love at first sight, or did it take you a while? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, then I'll get right to your phone calls. Eminem, you'll be up next, and then Rick, a great time to call me. Also, I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm really curious to see, so many of my listeners have adopted or rescued their dogs and cats. Was it immediate, or did it take you a while? Give me a call. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. You don't mind if I talk about my own hugs and kisses for a while, because I developed them for your dogs and your cats. So listen up. If you're tired, I mean literally tired, of your dog or cat's shedding, if that constant scratching and licking is making you crazy, think about your dogs. The only product you need for your dog or cat is my 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It is so, so rich in antioxidants that my own Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the total health of your dog or your cat. And listen what I did. The Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with not only chondroitin, but glucosamine as well. That will help treat and prevent any issues your dogs or cats may be having with their hips, joints, and bones. I also added not only probiotics, but prebiotics. If you're not familiar with prebiotics, prebiotics actually make probiotics work better. It's actually the food for the probiotics. And there's prebiotics and probiotics in the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses, which means your dogs and cats will have the healthiest gut they possibly can. And my Hugs and Kisses supplement really worked to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin gone, bare spots gone, with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That is exactly why my Hugs and Kisses supplement for your dogs and cats has now been chosen as an Amazon's Choice product. You can get the Hugs and Kisses supplement at Amazon.com. It's also available at Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go directly to my website, thepetshow.com, all one word, thepetshow.com. And a lot of my listeners like to talk to someone. Call my office. You can order online, talk to someone. If we're not there, leave a message. We'll call you back. This is my office phone number. My office phone number, 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847, or log on to Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said when four monkeys were playing on the bed.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Lucy Pet products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Looking for a job in the tech sector? Plank is a Calgary-based and award-winning digital design studio that makes websites and apps for sports and health professionals. They are the brand behind the brand, enabling health and fitness influencers to monetize their content. Colin Zopa from Plank explains the work they do and the people they're after.
Everything from the development, engineering, design side of things through product management, and on the marketing side, Plank is a bit of a unique company in that we're not just a tech company. We really specialize a lot in the growth marketing of each product we build. So that's everything from a Facebook and Instagram ad team to different growth specialists running email campaigns, everything on the digital marketing side, as well as graphic design and creative.
So if you're looking for a career in the tech sector, check out livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage, Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreptheater.com.
Hot diggity dog. Hey, listen to this. 82% of Americans fell in love at first sight with their dog or cat. 82%. Give me a call. Let me know if you're one of them. I'll send you a great gift. Did you fall in love with your dog or cat at first sight? 82% of Americans said they have. Let me get back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Eminem. Hey, Eminem. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Warren. Thank you for being there. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, I have a real problem right now, and I don't know what to do. I've exhausted all my possibilities. One of my dogs, he's a 13.5-pound Chihuahua mix, and he's big. He's not a he's
yeah,
not
a Texas Chihuahua. Yeah.
He's doesn't have long legs, but he's got a long life because he's at least 12. He could be 16.
I just want to move you. I don't want to run. I know you've been hanging on.
Okay. No, I know. Okay.
So what's the question?
He has developed a carcinoma.
Okay.
Under his tongue, might be affecting his throat.
Sure.
He was diagnosed February 8th, and I have exhausted all kinds of possibilities. The cancer organizations won't help with radiation, which they're suggesting that...
Have you spoken to a veterinary oncologist?
Yes, I've spoken to almost everyone around here.
Okay, so here's your next step. Let me kind of guide you. If you've spoken to the veterinary oncologist, and you're not getting a result, you're not getting what you want to know, my next step would be to contact a veterinary school. The closest one to you would be
Warren. I know it's Western... Yes, but they don't do it. They don't have.
The University of California Davis does. They are so in front of everybody else. So I would contact the University of California at Davis. Contact their veterinary school. You'll be able to write to them, and they will get back to you with some information. Whether they can do something or not, I don't know.
But 50. Well,
I got. Let me do this. Let me put you. Let me put you on hold. I don't want to rush you. I'll put you on hold. I'll come back to you. Then we have Denny, Rick, Rita, and Laura. We'll get to all your phone calls. 877-725-8255. The phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise or loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, singing go bird, go rockin' robin.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save the day.
You bet Mighty Mouse is on his way. Hey, we're back on the Peg Show all morning. X9 877-725-8255. Before that last break, we were talking to Eminem. She has a dog that was diagnosed with a carcinoma, with cancer. Eminem, you still with me? Okay,
yes,
so here's the situation, okay? 50% of dogs over 10 years old at this point will develop some type of cancer based on almost a good thing. It's not good that they get cancer, but they're living longer, therefore different diseases are there. What I would recommend you do at this point, you've seen oncologists, I would recommend you contact...
I've seen the Sam Simon Foundation, too.
Okay.
And they were going to operate... And then they decided to do nothing.
Okay, but that makes no difference. Listen.
They said he'd be
Nan, that makes no difference to me. What I want you to do is I want you to contact the University of California, okay, up at Davis. And it's UC Davis Vet Med. UC Davis Vet Med. Contact them. Set up a consultation with one of their oncologists. This way, if they tell you nothing could be done, then nothing can be done. But that's one of the top veterinary schools in the country. That's where I would start at this point. So I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to contact them. I don't want to send you any type of food or anything until you speak to them. I'm going to send you a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." But don't keep going back. Well, this one said this, and that one said that. The bottom line is we want a resolution if there is one for your dog. So don't worry about what you've been told. Let's go a little bit ahead. Let's go to University of California up at Davis, see what they have to say. Okay, appreciate the phone call. 877-725-8255. Rita, in beautiful Delaware, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, Lauren. Two things. Fell in love with my dog, First Sight. We went to the pet store, Long Island Yorkies, had some there. I looked at this dog. I said, "Can I pick her up?" They said, "Sure," and I never put her down.
So she was she's okay, because I'm assuming she was a puppy mill dog.
I don't know. She was 3 years old. They figure when we got her, she was already shipped, but she wasn't identified on the ship.
Oh, so in other words, so this was kind of a rescue. This was a pet store that was doing rescue work then.
Well, it was a rescue organization that used the pet store to try to get
her. Oh, okay. Oh, great, great. Then no, then I take that back. Your dog is fine.
My dog is fine.
So what's your question about your dog?
My question is, though, right now, my dog seems to be scooting more than usual. She gets groomed every 6 weeks, and the vet does express her glands. I did just take her to the vet and had them, I guess, expressed internally. But she's still scooting a little bit.
Expressing anal glands, one of my favorite things in the whole wide world not to do. I did it for years and years and years on Long Island. I will not do it again. I have someone, a vet, come to my house to express my dog's. Yes, it's very common. My little guy, Molly, she has to have her anal glands expressed like every couple of months. It's just the way it is. And so there is some scooting, nothing to worry about. The last time I cleaned them out, we cleaned them out, there was minor stuff in it. So it almost becomes a little bit of a habit. If you notice they're really doing it a lot more or looking at it like crazy, then maybe another conversation with the vet. But it's not uncommon for a dog that developed a little bit of a scooting habit based on anal glands needing to be expressed, develops a little habit about scooting. So watch it carefully. I would not be overly concerned unless you get this horrible odor or you find that she's really constantly at it. I think you'll be okay.
Okay, great. All righty. Well, thank you very much, then.
But Rita, you just have one dog?
Just one dog. That's our third dog, but the first dog was 90 pounds of rescue. The second dog was 65 pounds of rescue, and now I got a nice little 10 pound dog.
Did you say you were a Long Islander?
Yeah, from Wantagh, Long Island.
I know Wantagh well.
I now live in Delaware.
One of the best
diners is the one. Listen, I grew up in Oceanside. I know Wantagh, Del Torre. I know the whole place very well.
Oh,
the
my
one
God.
Thing.
Okay.
The one. There's a diner in Wantagh. Right. You know where By the Way is?
Yeah.
By the Way, and the town. By the Way, in the town pound is on Del Torre Avenue in Wantagh. I spent
Correct.
Years of my life. I'm on the board of directors for By the Way and have been for many years. I'm on their honorary board now, but I also did a lot of rescues from the Wantagh shelter, which is right next door. By the way, at that By the Way cemetery there, that's where Checkers, Richard Nixon's dog, is buried.
Yes.
So anyway,
yes,
it's just a great, great place. What I'm going to do is don't go anywhere. How old did you say your dog was now?
We figure she's about 10 now.
Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you for your dog. I'm going to send you 10 years old. You know what? I'm going to send you something called Arthrosuit Gold. It'll keep the dog's hips and joints, in great shape on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, did you fall in love with your dog or cat at first sight? I'd love to know. Let me take a quick call from Rick. Rick's calling from Richland, Washington, with an interesting question. Hey, Rick, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thanks, Warren. The reason I called is that I've got a friend. It's more of my friend's problem than my problem. But anyway, he adopted a baby squirrel. And he was feeding it, like, with an eyedropper. So he's had it since it's been just a baby. And he's got four or five cats and sometimes a dog that he and his wife babysat. And I was wondering, number one, is it a good idea to be adopting wild animals like the squirrel? Number one. And number two is, what can he do to make sure that they kind of live together?
Well, here's number one. Number one, no, it's not okay. Unless the animal's in dire straits, what I would have done if he picked up a young baby squirrel like that, is I would have contacted a wildlife rehabilitator. They're in every city, every state, every county. The wildlife rehabilitator would have taken this baby squirrel, rehabilitated it, and probably released it back into the wild where it belongs. Now, in terms of living a squirrel living in a house with three cats and a dog, I'm not a fan of that. I would also, how long has he had the squirrel now?
Oh, about 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, no. Tell him to contact, not to keep it as a pet, to contact a wildlife rehabilitator. Let them rehabilitate this squirrel. Let them take him where other squirrels are. Let this squirrel live a normal, healthy life, not in a home being freaked out by cats and a dog running around. Go to wildlife rehabilitation or contact the local vet. They have the name and numbers of every rehabilitator in the area.
Okay.
Hey, Rick, what kind of pets do you have?
I don't have any.
No pets at all. But you know what? Because you're such a nice guy, and you called for your friend, I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." And maybe you should show that to your friend. If there's a wild animal that needs rescuing, of course you have to rescue it. But in terms of keeping it for life, sometimes they're better off at a sanctuary where people know what they're doing, do it well, and better off with rehabilitation as well. They know what to do and how to release them, if it's capable of being released. If not, a sanctuary would be a much safer place for the squirrel than someone's home with all those cats and a dog. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I got to take a break. When I come back, here's the deal. I got Laura in Tampa, Florida. I got Denny in Port Charlotte. I got Rita in Delaware. Get to all your calls. Great time to call me. So I got lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to you. Now, for quite a while now, over 3 years, you heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food and why Lucy Petformis Light Pet Food is the pet food I choose for my own rescues, Molly and Willie. Now, Lucy Pet Food has been being fed by rescues, humane societies, shelters, police departments, military, all over the U.S. and Canada with the same results. Absolutely amazing. What makes Lucy Pet so different is it's manufactured at its own plant. You know, so many times when people go to buy pet food, they might be manufacturing 20 different brands at one location somewhere in the South at the Midwest. Not Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in California, about 20 minutes away from where I live, by an incredible group of people, my good friend Joey Herrick, who is as passionate about animals as you are. That's why of all the foods I choose to feed my own rescues, Lucy Pet is the food Molly and Willie get. But don't take my word alone. This is actually a listener and what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
You know, there's not a whole lot I know about everything, but I know about dog food. I've been doing this for a couple of weeks, folks. And Lucy Petformis, my pet food, is the food I feed my own pets. That's how much I trust it. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's also available at Chewy.com. And if you want, you can go to their website, LucyPetFood.com, or check out your local independent pet stores. Check out Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pets, at Amazon.com. Chewy.com, LucyPetFood.com, or your local pet store today. You'll be happy, and you know what? Your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, "My rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum." And Pauline from California says, "Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back." Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
Not every emotion has to be comfortable. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Emotions are signals designed to teach us. Sometimes they signal danger. Sometimes they help prepare us for handling new obstacles based on the information they teach us from similar situations from the past. We cannot learn from our emotions, however, if we do not allow ourselves to feel them. As a parent, it's natural for us to want to take away the pain our children experience. But if we do not create the space for our children to feel the emotions that arise within, we are, even inadvertently, doing them harm. Because if we don't allow them to feel those signaling emotions, or even if we try to shorten them too much, we send the message that negative emotions are to be avoided, when in fact, we absolutely need them for our very survival. Check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child, for ways to integrate your wisdom into parenting.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Sure. Don't complain. It's 90 degrees in L.A. Don't complain to me about heat today.
It's so hot here. Oh, my gosh. We're in the same boat.
There you go. So what's your question for me?
So I'm a rescuer of several animals, number one. Number two, I fell in love with all of them. Most of them were dumped at my house for some reason. I think I have, like, an invisible neon light.
No, it's that vacancy sign that you left out there. That's what it is.
So we have one little dog that he's like a mutt dog, but he has the worst skin issues, and the doctor has put him on prednisone, and I'm not a big fan of any kind of pill form for anything long-term, which this is a long-term solution.
Hey, Laura, Laura, I don't want to rush you. Let me put you on hold, but I'm going to talk to you about a product that I have, my own Hugs and Kisses. I'll tell you why it can make a major difference. So don't go anywhere. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back to Laura. We got Denny in Port Charlotte, Florida. We have Andrea, I guess it's Missouri. Great time to give me a call. I still got plenty of time to answer all of your animal questions. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. But let me take a quick break and then get back to you. I don't want to rush anybody. Listen, you all love animals. Obviously, you're listening and calling the Pet Show every single week. We've been on with you guys for 41 years. But I want you to listen carefully. How can you leave your mark and make this world a better place for animals? For over 40 years, Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely incredible work they do without you guys, my listeners, and your amazing support. My friend Leo Grillo, an extreme rescue hero, says please, if you can, put some of your life's work into helping the over 1,500 rescued dogs and cats and horses into the future. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate plans. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits. Like any good pet guardian, Leo needs to make sure that each of the animals he rescues from the deserts, the forests, the streets, all across America, never have to worry again, and believe me, they don't. Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, helping the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every single donation, big, small, medium, doesn't make any difference, will help more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses stay happy, safe, and yes, loved. I heard me, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to visit their website, DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org. See the story. See the animals, the throwaway pets that were rescued. Then give them a call. Write this number down, 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010, or log on to DeltaRescue.org today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Now let them back in. We are back on the Peg Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. We were talking to Laura in Tampa, who's been hey, Laura. You've been rescuing animals. Bless you for doing that. You have a dog with severe skin problems. Tell me a little bit more about him.
And a cat. So I have a cat that had really bad teeth. We had to have his teeth removed except for the front because I don't know what happened. He was a rescue. He's a little bobtail. He's had the worst skin issues also as he got older. I don't know. Like, I use Revolution on him, and it subsides a little bit. But they also want me to use prednisone on him, and I would much rather come up with something more homeopathic.
Laura, I am going to listen. I can only send you one. I can send you either for the dog or the cat. I'm going to send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses supplements, and here's why. The brand new 4-in-1 supplements, I have made incredible improvement. Number one, I don't know if you're familiar with something called lecithin. There's nothing better for a dog or cat's skin and coat than natural lecithin. But not only did I add lecithin, I also added biotine. And if you know anything about biotine, you know how well that works. For years, that was the thing everyone was recommending. So the combination of lecithin and biotine in the Hugs and Kisses should make a really big difference for the dog, unless it's an allergy of some other kind. So you tell me, I can send you a jar for the dog, or I can send you a jar for the cat. I can't send you both.
Let's do the cat.
All right, so I'm going to send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses supplement for your cat. Most cats love it right the way it is. Sometimes you got to sprinkle it over their cat a little bit. If you want to get the dog formula, it is available at Amazon. It's available at Walmart. You can go to my website, thepetshow.com. But in the meantime, I am going to send you the Hugs and Kisses supplement for your cat, Laura. Give me a call back in a few weeks. Let me know how you're doing. I'm sure you're going to see some major results. I get incredible responses every day That's why I've been talking to you guys for 41 years on the radio and all the years on Today Show and Regis and Kathy Lee. It's the only product with my name and my signature on the label. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. However, when I come back, we have a whole other hour to go. Lots of great stuff to give away. The question of the day is, did you fall in love with your dog or cat at first sight, or how is inflation affecting you? 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Together on a planet of the sun.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.